Crisis-proof your finances with an emergency fund amid global shifts. Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. Donald Trump's recent U.S. election victory has sent ripples through global markets, creating uncertainty that could have serious ramifications for South Africa's economy. Trade tensions, protectionist policies, and the potential for increased tariffs are just a few of the factors likely to impact emerging markets like ours. With economic volatility, job insecurity, and a fragile rand, the need for South Africans to build a strong emergency fund has never been more pressing. Head of National Debt Advisors, Sebastian Alexanderson, says South Africa's economy is particularly sensitive to global changes. As a commodity-exporting nation, shifts in the global market can directly impact the cost of living, inflation, and job security. The latest SARB quarterly bulletin reported a drop of 92,000 in employment, highlighting the fragility of household income stability. Given South Africa's current challenges, including a weakening rand and rising unemployment, now at 33.5%, the need for an emergency savings buffer is undeniable, said Alexanderson. Global economic shocks, such as those stemming from US-China tensions or shifting policies under the Trump administration, could directly impact our trade, commodities, and financial markets. Emergency savings are about more than just being prepared for a rainy day. They're about surviving economic storms, emphasizes Alexanderson. But how can South Africans save in an economy where many people are already stretched to their limits? Alexanderson explained that the answer is multifaceted, as South Africa's consumers face diverse financial challenges and have differing capacities to save. A recent Experian report reveals that only 2.5% of consumers belong to the luxury living segment, affluent individuals with high financial freedom who can easily build substantial emergency funds. In contrast, the largest segment, making up 40%, is the money-conscious majority. This group, consisting mainly of older citizens, focuses primarily on covering basic needs and often struggles to save. Additionally, 24.6% of consumers belong to the labored living group, who face financial constraints and spend mostly on essentials, leaving little room for savings. With such a wide spectrum of financial realities, one-size-fits-all advice won't work. Alexanderson explains, "We need tailored strategies that reflect the financial realities and constraints of each group." Nevertheless, even in a strained economy, building an emergency fund is possible with some creativity and commitment. Alexanderson offers a few key strategies. Start small and build gradually. Saving even R100 a month is a good start, especially for those living payslip to payslip, says Alexanderson. Identify non-essential spending. Cutting small non-essentials like subscriptions or dining out can free up funds for savings, especially for the labored living and money-conscious majority segments. Access low-cost savings products. Alexanderson suggests exploring low-cost accounts designed for low-income earners looking to save small amounts. Every South African needs to be proactive, Alexanderson emphasizes. Regardless of your financial segment, an emergency fund provides a vital safety net in an unpredictable economy. Ends. Author. At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Plus posts the mental health cost of financial independence, heritage and wealth. How culture influences our finances. Share on your socials.